welcome to Hey Julie at julieland.com. We have all the beautiful women doing all the nastiest things. What more could you ask for? Today, we've got the beautiful Kay Lynn with us. Hi.
Hi, baby.
How are you?
I've been well, thank you.
You've got some hot shots of yourself up on Julie Land.
Oh, I love them.
You take quite a few pictures. Do you like being the model?
I do. I like shooting stuff with Richard Avery.
Yeah.
He's great. He makes me look so good.
Look at you now. You guys, if you could see her, Ken's wearing this incredible pink little top.
I got the matching panties underneath. I wore them specially for you. They got this cute little Brazilian cut.
Very nice. Your breasts look fabulous, by the way.
Thank you. So do yours.
Thank you very much. So, K-A-Y-L-Y-N-N.
Yeah.
Is that a website too? Kaylin.com?
You know what it is?
Okay.
And, right now, it needs to be totally redone. So I'm in the process.
Isn't it a pain?
Under construction. Knock down the old, bring up the new.
Beautiful.
But yeah, me and Richard are actually going to get together and we're going to, get all the content. So when it's ready to come up, we're just going to have lots of stuff to put up, new stuff.
Beautiful. So you've been in the adult industry, you were telling me, how long?
Like 8 years.
8 years? Really?
Yeah.
I would have never, ever guessed that. I mean, I really thought it was like 2 or 3.
No.
I did.
We've known each other for longer than that.
I guess so, right?
Because I had the Totally Busted show for 3 years. And we've known each other before that from night calls.
Good grief.
I know.
Time flies, doesn't it?
Sorry.
How did you get in?
I answered an ad in a newspaper.
And it was?
Models Wanted.
And did you know that it was this kind of modeling?
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I really had no idea. Models Wanted was all I saw. Earn $1,000 a day.
Sweet.
Sure. Okay. I'll go in there. No experience required. That was me.
Oh, great. I have none.
You're
talking
perfect.
Right to me.
It was just for me. So I went in there and I actually didn't have any idea until I sat down. It was Jim South's office.
Right.
And World Modeling. And I sat down on the couch and I would look up and then there's all these pictures on the wall. And as I started to like move my eyes around the walls, I see all these people. The pictures just progressively get nakeder and nakeder.
Right.
And I'm looking around and I'm totally oblivious. I look to my right and there's this blonde woman with these huge boobs. And then I look to my left and there's this guy just grabbing his crotch, just rubbing it. And I'm like, what the fuck? Oh my God.
Twilight Zone. These people.
This is porn. Oh my God. And I tried to get up and run out.
Really?
But Jim South caught me. And he's like, hey, come over here. He probably saw the fear in my eyes.
Right.
And the smoke trail I was leaving running out. And he stopped me and he explained to me what it was. And he told me, go on set. And if you like it, go ahead through with it. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do.
Right. What were your first impressions of porn? Before you'd gone into this office,
Oh, porn?
Yeah. What did you know?
It's a sin.
Yeah.
Porn. Those people are gross. Oh, my God.
Had you seen one?
I had never seen a porn star, but I had seen a porn.
Yeah.
But this was just like old porn.
Right.
Yeah. So it totally wasn't even updated porn.
And did it excite you when you watched it?
It did, but in the weird way, it made me feel like I didn't want to look at it.
Right.
Like, I'd look at it like a person looks at an accident. You don't want to look, but you do.
You got it.
Yeah.
That's funny. I remember that, too. I remember that first one was just like, this is gross, and I can't stop.
I did the first one, and I actually stayed to take pictures because the camera guy left for some reason. Dirty Debutantes, number 86, my very first movie, and I stayed to take pictures. So all the pictures on the back of the box that aren't me, I actually took all those.
Wow.
I was so into it.
So you were like the photographer and the model for
totally
the very first
was.
Time out.
I had to stay after I was done and be like, haha, you're getting next, because he had a big dick.
Right.
It was huge.
I read about it. So it was. So you did Ed Powers, and then
Jake Steed
came out.
God,
yeah.
And I looked at that thing, and the expressions on my face are all just real. I mean, he pulled that thing out, and I was just like, are you kidding me?
Had you had? I mean,
I'd never
a lot
seen
of sex
anything.
Before you came into
no,
this?
No, I had never seen anything that
had
big.
You ever had sex before? You weren't a virgin before.
I was
you
not a virgin. Okay. I was a couple people, maybe about four people.
But nothing like that. Like, oh my God.
And it hurts so bad, man. Did it? It was like trying to squeeze this foam pole into me, and I was so uptight to begin with.
Right,
like,
you're all tense.
Ed Powers, I was like, okay, cool, whatever.
Right.
You know, easy. And then Jake comes in and I'm like, Jesus, he just plowed the way for the rest of the industry for the next 8 years.
Everybody climb in.
You know?
Oh my God. So if it hurts so bad, why did you come back and do more?
I was so interested. And and to tell you the truth, the money was just retarded. I had no money. There's a reason why I got in. It was, I had no money. I'm not going to lie. And I'd have to say the money got me started, but the curiosity kept me there.
I gotcha.
For sure. There's no way that I don't sell myself out. If I don't like what I'm doing, I just quit.
Right.
I mean, that's my other 5,000 employers before that job.
I'm out.
I was like 20 years old and I had like 10 jobs before that.
Right.
And I've had this one for 9 years. So this one's my career right now.
Gotcha. And what do you think that you'll be known for? What makes you unique in this business of a million girls banging away?
I'd have to say two things. One, that I've stayed in it for so long.
Just plain longevity actually means a lot.
I guess I'm known as like the oral queen.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've won a couple from the critics, a couple awards, like in 2002 and 2003 or 2001, 2002. And, you know, so I've kind of like played off of that throughout the years.
Right.
Had a blowjob line through video team and...
So how do you give a good blowjob?
It's funny because I was nominated and I won and I don't swallow and I don't deep throat.
Really?
And you got all these girls. I mean, that's their thing, that they'll do that, but you don't have to necessarily choke on it in order to win it, you know?
And so, but
I don't know. It's like a big mystery. I guess it's just the finesse of it. It's.
Do you not have any tips for people listening?
Oh, God. I'd have to say... Take your time with it. Just kind of check it out first.
Yeah.
Just kind of sit there and size it up and play with it first. You don't have to stick it in your mouth right away and just start sucking on it. Just kind of breathe on it lightly and maybe touch it and get it excited. And then you just got to tease it. It's kind of like taking your clothes off. Everything's
a tease.
Take
your time.
If you do a blowjob right, it's just as good as having sex.
Wow. That says a lot, because a lot of guys don't think so.
Well, they're probably... misinformed.
Right.
Like, women are misinformed.
Had the right girl. So is that your favorite thing to do, or do you like banging? Do you do anal? What are
girls groups? I love girls.
Yeah.
I didn't have a girl experience before I got in this industry, and my first girl experience was on film.
Right.
And that was kind of weird. Felicia, of all people.
Well, that's a good one to break you in.
I know, but you can imagine, I'm just sitting there. I'm sort of copying her, mirroring her, what she's doing, because I have no idea. And then we got together and had contact, and I was tripping. Oh, my God. She was looking down there, and then I went to do it on her, and I had no idea who she was, and I've never had her since.
Really?
Ever.
That's funny.
But, it turns out I like girls.
There you go. I remember one of my first scenes. It was Misty Rain, who was a partner. You know, her and Felicia used to eat up all the women in the industry back in the day. So Misty Rain and this girl, Norma Jean, and me. So it was supposed to be a three-way, and it was this office scene. And they have each other naked on the desk, like in a 69. And I had been with like a couple girls before, you know, and I was completely dressed. The director's like, Julie, you think you might want to take off your jacket? I swear, I was just standing there dumbfounded, staring at these two devour each other, going,
what do I put myself in?
My God.
Could you move over a little so I can get in there maybe? Or I know that's what I was doing. I was copying myself. I was copying what she was doing. I was doing it to myself. I was just kind of, you know, using a dildo on herself. And I was just like, well, okay. And I start using a dildo on myself. And then not knowing that we're supposed to come in contact with each other.
Right.
I had no idea what I was doing. The same thing. I was just sitting there like, okay.
Now do you fool around with girls in your private life? Has it gone that far? You like girls enough?
I've done that once. I was so scandalous. This one time I totally took this chick in the bathroom and ate her out and just like left her after that.
Wow.
How fucked up is that?
Oh my God.
I've done some things like that, but usually I'm the aggressor.
Really?
When it comes to girls. Yeah. Gotcha. I have no shame. I'll sit there and put on that dildo and my ass will be flying all over the screen. I'm
take it, bitch.
As long as she's getting it, I'm right. good. I don't care what my ass looks like or any other part of me that's jiggling.
Oh, that's funny. You've been all, so 8 years, you've played with pretty much everybody, with all the companies.
Yeah.
What kind of movies do you like to do the best?
I like, I really like Girl Girl.
Yeah.
I've done mostly Boy Girl, though.
Right.
I like working with guys as long as there's just something between us. It makes it so much nicer, you know?
Right.
It really does. And being in so long, you get to pick who you're working with.
Right.
Which is kind of nice.
So who do you pick? Who's on your for sure list these days?
For sure list. Many of the A-listers. You got your Evan Stone, Lee Stone. Let's see. Oh God, I'm horrible with names. I know what their penises look like.
Right.
Just draw a little picture. I work with that
penis
guy.
Penis lineup. I'll take that one and that one.
I like the guys that show up, and I'll be willing to work with somebody new, but I like the ones that show up and they're ready to work. They're ready to have fun and they're ready to work.
Right.
Because you want to have a good time, but you also don't want to be sitting there for 10 hours.
Have you had some bad experiences like that?
I've had a handful where I'm there all day unnecessarily because maybe somebody went out the night before and had a little too much fun.
Ugh.
And they're just feeling like shit. And I've been there, done
and
that.
You just can't get, but you don't have to get
but
it up.
But I don't
up.
Have to get it up. So right. I can just go, if I have to, go throw up and put my lipstick on if I'm not feeling too well. Those guys, I feel so sorry for them. They don't get they don't get nearly as much as we do for, you know, money-wise as we do for the scenes. But right. still, they're the ones working it.
Oof, I can't imagine. What about, like, features, gonzo, gangbangs?
I've done a couple gangbangs.
Yeah.
I'd have to say the most is, like, five guys. Not the really big, like, anabolic ones where there's, like, 20 guys. I've
right.
never done that.
You're not doing the Kalen 500
no.
anytime soon?
No. And I've done the girls. You know, there's, like, seven right. or eight girls. I think... what company is it? Notorious, I think, puts it out where they
right.
have all these like girl gangbangs. And as far as I don't know, I kind of like the smaller scenes, the one on one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about features? Don't they take a while to make? And
features
do you like that? Do you like the production part of it?
I like acting.
Yeah.
I really do. I have a really good time with it. So the features, I can't remember the last time I was on a feature set. It's been so long. It really has. I'm serious. It's probably been like 5 years since I've done
oh,
a feature.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm more of a gonzo girl. I kind of just go in there, tear it down, and go about my day.
Oh, that's funny.
But I would do some if somebody came up to me and they were really interested in me. But, yeah, it's funny. You kind of just usually take one path or the other. Either you're kind of a feature girl or you're a gonzo girl.
Right.
If you're lucky, you get to do them both. But I've kind of just taken the gonzo route.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
So 8 years, how long do you got?
I'm going to work until my 29th birthday.
Yeah?
My birthday is September 26th. And I'm 28 now.
And that's it?
And then I'm going to have to be a nurse. I'm going to go to nursing school. So if
wow.
you feel a little ill, I'll probably be there.
Wow. A
yeah.
naughty nurse. I like it.
You know, I love taking care of people. I love people. So, you know, being in this business for so long, I just can't go take a job somewhere. They're going to, first of all, people are going to want to know where I've been for the past 9 years.
Right, exactly.
Put down your last job. okay. You know, and you never know who's going to notice you if you take a regular job. I want
right.
a career. After doing something like this and learning as much as I have,
mm-hmm.
this job has taught me more than I could ever learn in school. You know, as far as finances and responsibility and, you know, and any other job too, it's taught me so much. I could probably go out and take a really high position right now in a job, you know, be a manager or something, but I just like doing my own thing, you know. I like having my own space and being my own boss. So I'm thinking you got to take a career for that one if you want that.
Sure.
Because I still like, you know, I'd like to have the same lifestyle, but you can't. There's no way. Not unless you get a career.
Right.
And you're really good at it because the money is just unbelievable.
Are you saving?
Are you being a good girl?
So have you learned your lessons, like you said?
I've learned my lessons, but it's unfortunately 8 years too late.
Right.
So I've got until the next few months to crack down, but I'm going to open up that website and still do that.
Good.
I'm thinking after my 29th birthday that I might just do things with friends, you know?
Right.
Shoots with friends and stuff. Not so much go out there and do films.
Why did you, why 29? Why, what's magic about that date?
Well, it was either that or 30. And I think Chris Rock said it, if I may quote him, he said, 28-year-old titty, community titty. 30-year-old titty, yo man's titty. So I kind of heard that, and it sort of stuck in my head. And ever since then, I've been counting down the days. <You're> like,
well, all right. You could do 29 and a half.
I might squeeze 29 and a half. Get cut out right before my 30th birthday.
Right. It's all good. Are you going to do webcam stuff like that on your site? Would you do? Do you like the idea of the live?
I did that before.
Yeah.
And I'm so technology-wise, I could be so smart with like cell phones and stuff. But as far as a webcam, it just seems like so complicated to set up a camera and turn on the system to run it like an idiot. I'm like, huh? I just don't know what people would want to see with me anyway on the website. Like in my own home, like I couldn't set it up and just like walk around my house because I'm no fun at home.
Oh, please.
I might walk around in my thong and a little tank top, but I don't know if they're going to like that. I don't know. And I cook and I clean and I...
People are voyeurs. They love that
I have friends over and my friends get naked, but people aren't going to want to see that.
What are you talking about? That's what people are paying for. What do you think they're doing?
I'm just pulling your tail.
Oh, my God. You know, all I do is lay around naked and masturbate. Who wants to watch that?
Exactly.
Jeez. Too much. Do you dance? Are you a feature dancer?
I used to feature dance. And then the guys from Lee Network.
Yes.
They gave me the boot.
Really? You got canned, huh?
Well, I actually told them that it wasn't working out. And then they were like, fine, well, what are we going to do? So now I have all these costumes that are sitting in my garage that they have to be used. I mean, there's, you know, so much money goes into these things that you got to use them again. There's no way you can just let them just die right there. They're right in front of my face. So I have to get out there and start dancing again.
It's so hard, though. That was...
My knees are going to give out one of these days. I'm telling you. I'm starting
Yeah, you think community titty at 30.
I'm
just
starting
try
to make...
fucking dancing when you're 30.
I'm starting to hear, like, when I move, like, I make these little sounds. Like, I'll sit up and go, oh.
Like, what the? Who said
I'll
that?
I'll sit down and go, oh.
Yeah, see?
And when I eat,
them
all.
Life of a grown-up.
Tell
me about LAKaylin.com.
Okay, LAKaylin.com is what I've put together right now for people that want to, anybody that wants to hire me for
anybody.
Anything. It's easy to go to it, and you can call the 800 number or 877 number. It's a number that can reach me.
It's not like a pay number. It's a free number.
You can reach me and leave a message. If you want bachelor parties or you know, private parties, whatever it may be. Or I can send the people there that I call up on the phone. You know how, you know, you want to go and you ask for a job and usually they want to see your pictures if you're calling a company. So I can just send them to this site.
Right.
You know, because it's got all the updated pictures and they're not all glammed out. So people can see what I really look like and then they can glam me up after they get me there. But it's pretty basic. It says what I do on it as far as scenes or whatnot and the bachelor parties. And I'm also a professional masseuse. So I've kind of put that on there too. But I was kind of like, you know, really, should I put that on there or not? And I was like, whatever, I guess I'll just put it up there. But seriously, that is so not about the extras.
Right, exactly. It's not a happy ending.
It is strictly massage. I've been doing that for 12 years. So there are the happy ending is you get to walk out without the kink in your neck.
Right.
Not
you better be
kink
happy.
In your cock.
Right.
You're still going to have that.
That's very funny. And are you getting a lot of calls?
I just put it up literally like the other day.
Okay.
And I've, one of my friends just got some I'm going to just say he got some brand new lungs. So I've been playing pre-nurse in the hospital with him, sponge baths or whatnot. Nice. It's amazing. Somebody got new lungs.
Wow.
It's crazy.
That is weird.
Like, so I put my thing on the back burner right now, my butt on the back burner, and I've been in the hospital. That's actually what I'm going after.
So you get a taste of
the nursing, yeah.
The other side. Do you empty his bedpan?
I did.
Oh.
And I'm like, God.
So you're going to be a nurse.
I'm like,
do you know?
I'm like, you need to shave your butt. You got a hairy little hiney. I was in there with the scrubs on. I'm in full scrubs. And I had this mask on. And I've got the gloves. I look like something from MASH.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so not up my alley.
I'll do it. That I love it. I don't like wiping the poo or nothing, but it's not like I'm working at a convalescent hospital.
Right.
You know, I really want to do it. I like to help people out and be mommy.
Oh, good for you. Well, you've got a few more months.
I know,
to
right?
get the dirty side out. And I can't, we got to see it.
I'm going to throw down. Yeah, for sure.
All right. Cool. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
L.A. Kaylynn, KAYLYNN.com. If you want to hire her for your bar mitzvah, your
sore back.
Well, you got a sore back. You've got anything coming up and you need a hot chick to come help with, call Kaylynn.
You Thank know, you.
Sponge bath. Why not? The price is right, right?
I'm there.
Hey, awesome. Thank you. So give me some quick titles to look for. What are the best titles? Debutante. Your first one was Dirty Debs.
Dirty Debs, number 86.
86.
Anything from Evil Angel is always good.
Okay.
They're my favorite company, and it's so easy to find me. You just go on evilangel.com and just do a search for Kaylynn, and it'll all pop up.
How come no last name?
I'm like Elvis or Madonna.
There you go.
The great ones don't need a last name.
There they are. You got an answer for everything. I love you. All right, everybody. Check out the photos here on Julie Land of Kaylynn, the great one. And be sure to come back for more. Thank you, darling.
Thanks, honey.
All right. This has been Hey Julie on Julie Land. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.